And a good morning on our program today. We're joined by John Rosa, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator. Legendary John Rosa on hand.
Good morning.
And welcome to our, I guess we'll call it the Mardi Gras Blizzard. Or, I don't know, girls basketball or tournament.
Girls state basketball. Yeah.
Everything kind of came together there for this. And if you missed it earlier from the water plant in the last 24 hours, 1.72 moisture. Will the landfill be a muddy mess?
Yes, it will. We're already in the midst of mud season, so this will help that along nicely.
Kind of enhance a little bit there. All right, so already, John, you had the delay start because of the weather, and then went with closing completely today. My guess is you typically try to open early the next day for haulers if you can.
Yeah, that's been our plan, our routine anyway. Anytime we close for holidays or weather incidents or whatever it may be, but for now, we're actually just going to go with the regular start time because, honestly, I don't know how early we can all get there, and so I'm concerned about being able to open up on regular time, frankly, let alone earlier.
Sure.
So right now, we're going with just a regular start time, and hopefully that works for everybody. Hopefully we can achieve that. Frankly, I wonder if we're going to have to delay winds or schedule to keep blowing for quite some time, so... We'll keep communicating with folks about it. But if you ever have any concerns, please call the landfill, and if we're there, we'll answer the phone. That's one way to know if we're open.
So one of the things, obviously, with this going on, we know secondary roads goes out, you know, when they can. And now I know in Boone, they're running maintainers, scraping up slush off the roads and stuff. So you guys have to go through the same process out there, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. You know, it's one thing to get there, but then we still have to take care of our own stuff inside and get our scale running and cleaned off and ready to go, walk areas, et cetera, for safety, and then down to the work face. And there's more beyond that besides just getting there than we have our own cleanup to do beyond that. So, yeah, the task of getting there is one thing, and then the task of getting opened and cleaned up and ready to go for customers is another thing. One part of what you know, we take into consideration too, we don't always follow the county policies. The board has offered up that make the best decisions for what we need to do because we're separate from what the courthouse does and secondary roads for that matter of what we need to be able to do. And one thing is to consider how many haulers are actually out collecting garbage today.
Sure.
And sounds like nobody's in operation and shouldn't be, frankly. And, you know, if we were to open up at noon, what would be the point of us getting there to open up at noon when we might not have anybody show up the rest of the day.
They were making the calls early, and frankly, any garbage containers I saw out were laying on their side anyway. So we got that happening out there. So obviously the big challenge for you now, we got to get things, get back opened up, do all this, and then you're going to have another snow day. Yeah, but then you're going to have 60s next week. Yay!
Yeah, yay.
Yeah, okay.
Hard to imagine. We were just in the 60s. Now we have a blizzard, and now we're going to be in the 60s again in a few days. Oh, good old Iowa.
Stick around. Hey, it's March, you know? We have all kinds of fun things happening. All right, I did want to talk to you about a couple of different things today. One, you touched on last time we were visiting about doing the comprehensive plan. So the process, and again, just for listeners to let them know, you're required, I mean, this, I can remember many times, public hearings being scheduled for this and nobody's showing up, or you get a couple of people going, what's this all about? No, again, we have hearings that need to be held for a comprehensive plan. It is a requirement to operate the facility. You have to have the comprehensive plan and basically show your service area, and you've got a pretty sizable area.
Yeah, we sure do. Every 5 years, the comprehensive plan is updated. We work with our engineering firm. They gather all the information to assist with that, thankfully, and it's a little bit of a process. One thing that we may be changing is our service area, and primarily our secondary service area, not our primary service area. Changing that in the future, nothing yet, but in the DNR had said just do the plan as it is right now, and then if something changes, then we can change the plan at that time, the comprehensive plan at that time. So we're proceeding with that that advice and working through the plan. We were actually scheduled with the Board of Supervisors today to have the final of the second round of public notices about the comprehensive plan, and then following that public meeting, we were scheduled to have the board adopt have a resolution to adopt the comprehensive plan as submitted. Everything delayed now until Friday, and I think we can still by code go along with that plan anyway, and still have that happen on Friday. So we're getting there, but yes, it's a process to put this plan together to say here's how we're doing, here's our waste control, where it's coming from, where it's going, if it's recycling, and what efforts we're doing for recycling, and how we are conveying messages to the public and educating and everything about what we're doing. And then the DNR gets to review it and say, okay, yep, that's good. Or they may have questions about things that we submitted.
Mm-hmm. So, and for the listeners, so you on the part he's talking about putting in your comprehensive plan, what you have right now, and obviously that's the big part that we're talking about there, is the Story County in Ames, again, because yes. At some point we're hoping that that's going to be adjusted. They'll have a different direction that they'll be going. But then that also besides just eliminating them, you do there, that would affect other parts of your plan, too.
Yeah, just the flow control, the tonnage coming in. If we're having the Ames and Story County waste go somewhere else, obviously it drops our tonnage. But then, what does that do, to the livelihood, and the life expectancy of the landfill airspace? And obviously, that extends it into a longer time frame, which is our goal going forward to. Maximize our airspace and be here as long as possible to serve our primary service area, which is all of Boone County, most of Greene County, and then some other outlying cities. Mm-hmm. So that's the efforts anyway.
Well, keep working at it. All right. Yep. Someone's got to do it, and you're the one.
Yay.
It is. I know you'd like to go out and have people participate and show up at your public hearings and the public meetings that you schedule, and you got to pay to advertise for them and get them all set up and everything else, and then you might get one person, you might not get any.
Yep, that's pretty much it. We we've had other it looks like city officials that happened to stop by during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But actual general public, we haven't had. I don't know if we've had any on this round. So it's unfortunate. People should want to know what's going on with their service area and their landfill. But as our engineer pointed out, said, for the most part, public want to know that as long as their garbage goes away, they're good.
That's
exactly. If they're on the curb and it goes bye-bye, then life is good. Well, that's true. But you might want to find out more information about the timelines and the plans and what else we do too.
Or what this could cost me down the road. You can't quite calculate that out yet, but the impacts that could have, really.
Yes. Yep.
I'm sorry, but it's John, it's hard to get a little excited about solid waste household has, just a little hard to get excited about until all of a sudden it's not being taken away, and then people get real excited in a hurry. So
yeah that's right. Yep.
So I do know
what's happening.
Yeah, I do know. I was going to ask, because obviously we get to springtime here, and I know there's some citywide cleanups that's coming up. I know Madrid's been looking at, they haven't really done anything previously and would like to get started. That's got to be a challenge for you, I know, but Boone. They are looking to refine. In fact, the mayor said on his program yesterday that looking really to get out the information about, we're going to continue to do our citywide cleanup, but want to make some improvements in some things here. Put, you know, try to fine tune it, make it more sustainable. How's that?
Yeah. And I certainly appreciate any efforts that city officials will put into it to say, how can we make it better? And so kudos, I guess, to the city officials about that, to at least be aware. You know, I've been talking about, why do we keep doing this every year? And if it's not a, you know, a true cleanup, we keep doing the same things and it's the same groups. And, you know, I know there's frustrations with the cities as well about that. And, you know, we try to do what we can to provide the service. And hopefully we are able to do that. I think Boone City was talking about regulating kind of an amount, a size of a pile of stuff that you can discard at that time. So I think that's probably a good effort, and we'll see how it goes with this first year. One thing I was contemplating, too, is there is the adopt a street in the cities to do those efforts, to actually get out and just and pick up waste around your community. And I'm going to talk to the board about, you know, changing those community waivers, possibly just have a stipulation to say, yes, you get to do the community cleanups as you have been. Also, with that, we'll give you the bags, but get out and actually clean up your streets a little bit of any waste, and, you know, do those kind of like the adopt a road aspect of it that we do out in the county. Do that in your cities, too, and make that a requirement to do a further cleanup of your town. So something else just to consider of how else we can make the program and that a little bit better.
Well, I do know the one that's going to be coming up. That's going to be the chamber in there. It's not the chamber, really, but it's going to be Main Street. Doing down Story Street downtown and in, you know, the downtown area. So they're looking at doing that. And I, you know, you and I can remember back. Well, maybe you can. I remember when, you know, sixth graders would go out and they'd walk from one end of the downtown area to the other end and pick up the debris. That was something that they did usually in April around
Earth Week.
Yeah, they would do that. Yep. So there's different ways to do it. But and again, you could get a group or a neighborhood. Very easily to come in and say, we would like to do from this street to this street. I'm sorry, absolutely. We don't have big nets like you catching the. I don't know. How do your big nets do in wind like this, though?
Yeah, hopefully there's no bad surprises when we show up tomorrow and see what it's like. I know they talk about the nets out there that when we put them up, that just even empty with no garbage and no snow sticking to them, and how much wind that just the material itself grabs. And so they're made to withstand a lot of force, but I'm sure this will be a test for them. So fingers crossed that there's no bad surprises when we show up tomorrow.
Okay. We'll keep our fingers. Do that. All right. One of the other projects you've touched on before, and we haven't talked about it for a while, but looks like you're getting to the point now where you want to start going ahead with a forced main, a main that would allow you to pump leachate directly into the city's sewer system for the treatment that goes on down at the plant. Again, advantageous for a couple of different reasons. I know it costs to put it in. Obviously, that's a biggie. But this is a side thing that you guys have had to do. You got to break somebody away to do it. They're not doing one of the jobs that they were going to do. You got to load the tank. You got to haul it down there. And then it's pretty, I would say, pretty intense when it gets dumped into the system. So here it gets diluted a little bit running through the system. But you're talking about it, your leachate main.
Yes. Yeah, in labor intensive, you know, we've made it better over the time by getting a pump truck, which makes the process a little easier on our end as for the employees to be able to get the stuff into the tank. But then still there's the process to drive the truck down to the water treatment plant, and then we're dumping a little over 3,000 gallons each time, 3,500 gallons, and it gets dumped into their system in a matter of 15, 20 minutes. That's pretty pretty extreme on the stuff that we are hauling, for one, and then the quantity that's being dumped into that. So I know the in the conversations with the water treatment plant, they favor the process of having a force main, a piping system to just pump directly into their sewer system that would feed into their water treatment plant, and it could be at a much easier rate, you know, gallons every minute instead of thousands of gallons in a few minutes, and gallons per hour spread it out over time, so we could pump continuously at a much easier amount from all the way out from the landfill all the way out to the tie into the sewer system. So, yeah, there's the initial expense, and it's significant. Probably we have the RFP that I'm asking the board to consider releasing, I guess, so we can get some proposals for the design, the construction, the estimates, get a more solid figure of what we're looking at for price, and then go from there with the hopefully with the actual construction, the bidding, and the construction of the project, in the, hopefully in the near future. But this is something that's, you know, yeah, it'll cost quite a bit, but then it'll be available for the rest of, hopefully for the rest of our landfill life, and then beyond that. So even after our...
After it's closed.
Yeah, even after closure 35 years from now, we cap it, it's still going to produce water. It's still going to be draining out. It's still going to be producing leachate, and that still needs to be handled. So this is something that would be able to go on the life of the landfill and have that pumped in the town, so without having to hire someone to come out and pump tanks and the lagoon and all that stuff. So
that's one of the things, you know, that, yeah, I was going to say, that's one of the things people don't really think about. But again, as far as the, it's always being generated. At some point, yep. I don't know if it ever would stop, because it's always generating some sort of a leachate. And it's, we don't go around and hang around by that pond very much, so
right.
It's pretty ripe stuff.
Yeah, and the DNR talks about a closure, post-closure to the landfills, really setting money away for the process that after closure, to get it closed, you cap it and cover it and all the regulations with that, that even after that, for the next 20 or 30 years, there's inspections and there's maintenance and there's leachate hauling. So we're talking not, you know, a couple of years after closure. We're talking up to 20, maybe even 30 years, depending on how it's going with erosion and the leachate being produced. So, you know, it'll continue for a significant amount of time beyond our down the life of the actual trash coming in.
All right. Well, I'm taking a look at my calendar here. So here we are, the beginning of March. Things that are going to be coming up, you're going to have, starting in April, you're going to have your first household hazardous waste drop-off opportunity on Saturday mornings. Again, we're going back to that. We have yard waste time coming up, unfortunately for you. I know it's a challenge. It's like we talked about recycling. We say it's free. Well, no, we're paying, but we're paying a different way. But so it's happening.
Yep. And it's another one of those services that you don't public doesn't have to pay for. But yes, there's a cost on our end. So there's some frustrations with it. But the biggest frustration with it is the people that don't follow it correctly and throw stuff in the yard waste area that is not yard waste. So that's a continual headache that goes with it. So we'll open that up doing the free times on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, starting mid-April through the end of May, following that same timeline, if you will, that we've adopted. So we're trying to concentrate when the free time is, because that's when we staff it, and we want people coming out during that time so that we can be there and have it staffed and make sure it's done correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always something.
Yep.
any other updates on anything that's going on? I know that, again, the methane project, that is still something that the company still wants to go forward with it, but they've been a little busy with some of the other things right now. So.
Yep, still kind of hanging out, waiting for more information and plans and timelines and all that good stuff. But I think they're working through some snags, I guess, in their system of accessing to the pipelines, and they have their own, I guess, things to work through. before they can include us on some of the plans going forward. So we're just kind of waiting for more information, more developments, and see how things go at that time.
But, on the recycling, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say nothing new to report on that project.
So on the recycling side, I quickly wanted to ask, of course, weather like this, obviously we're not sending the truck out to pick up cardboard or anything. That makes it, I mean, that's always a challenge because you have to get out and cover the service area.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, we are definitely not out today. And, you know, we're talking about how, as we're working through the process of picking that stuff up, you know, and one thing to consider for recycling is that we want stuff that's not wet. We don't want cardboard that's wet. Yeah. So it's not like we're being a bunch of fair weather recycling collectors, but, you know, going out on heavy rain days or heavy wind days, because picking that stuff up can be problematic as well. And so we're just trying to fine tune things, but the guys have been picking up cardboard and dropping it off at the recycling facility down in Des Moines, and trying to offset some of those costs. So again, it's like we've discussed in our comprehensive plan that, you know, recycling is expensive, and that's a fact. Look at what we go through to do that. You know, if we would just bury everything, we would be financially better off, because it's expensive to divert those things, but it's also not the right thing to do just to bury everything. So we are staying with it, staying the course, and offering that free business service for recycling pickup in our area, in our primary service area, and still want to keep doing that, still want to make sure people are doing the right thing with their recycling and doing it well and doing it correctly.
All right.
So, yep.
John Rosa is the Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator for Boone County. He's been our guest on our program today. John, I appreciate it. We'll keep updated with you on other things that are going on, and look forward to visiting with you a little bit later this month. And I believe that's going to work out okay. We'll talk about that a little later. But I do know that, yeah, we're getting into that springtime cleanup things, and people are going to start bringing more things out all the time. So.
Yep, they sure will.
Let's let Mother Nature cooperate with it, too. I will visit with you next time. Thanks for joining us today.
Sounds great. Thank you.